And so today we're going to talk about how we can use the technology in a manner that's consistent with our ethical duties, and I'll suggest a few best practices. And I'm going to, you'll let me know when I'm getting close to, I'm going to try and go through this fast. I want to recommend to you the materials that are in the book. I included a list of resources and tools, including website links. If you want a copy of that with clickable links so that you can just open it up on your screen and click to get to the websites, just send me an email. I'd be happy to send it to you. So this is going to be necessarily brief to get through it in the 30 minutes and let you. I felt for the person who was right before lunch. I am impressed that you all are still here. I thought it was going to be me and the four people who still need ethics credit. So, yay. You know, I love technology, as I've said. It's so valuable to me in my personal life and in my professional life. It has its risks. In the past, lawyers did most of their work on paper, and in their offices, it was relatively easy to secure confidential client information. Tech has, as I've said, given us more mobility and more flexibility, but it's created new vulnerabilities that, because of our ethical duties, have to be addressed properly. Law firms, among other things, are very popular targets for hackers, and that's for two reasons. We hold valuable business information for our clients, and personal information for that matter. So that's the main reason hackers look to our files, our records, our computers.